just before 7:30, we were talking about Aiden Weiss, is the guy that's travelled up to the Whitsundays, and a lovely man who's job has dedicated his time to just picking up rubbish. He picks up rubbish on the side of the road.
He's decided to make the Whitsundays his focus at the moment, and he's said he's not leaving until it's all clean.
Yeah, which is great. I've been seeing lots of talk about him on the Whitsundays chat pages and stuff like that, and I trying to track him down so that we could actually have a chat to him was quite a challenge because he doesn't have a phone. He doesn't have a phone.
I guess if you have no... He's just moving around all the time.
He's just on his own journey.
I can't imagine not having a phone, even if I was, I don't know, just doing what he's doing.
If he doesn't have a phone, he doesn't have a car. Like, I can imagine not having a car and you're sort of hopping around thing.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, but no, to not have a phone?
No.
I don't know anyone that doesn't have a phone. Do you?
No.
No.
I don't, because you know what? You lose touch with them.
Yeah.
You know what? My mum is the closest thing to that because whenever I call her, she never answers because it's always, why aren't you answering your phone? Oh, it was on silent in my bag. Why? Why do you have it? And then she'll get back to me, you know, like a day later or something like that. But that's the closest thing I have to knowing someone without a phone.
Yeah. But hey, on 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you know someone that doesn't have a phone.
Yeah.
I mean, in our day and age, they're kind of a rarity. So I'd be interested to hear who they are, why they don't have one, how do you get in contact with them?
I think I'd go into cold sweats if I didn't have a phone or I couldn't find it or something.
Rocking in the corner.
Yeah, I would. Have withdrawals.
But yeah, 13, 12, 16, do you know someone who doesn't own a phone?
And how do you get in contact with them? Do you have to go, you know, like show up at their house or something weird like that?
Mm.
Like how they used to do it back in
email?
Old times?
Do you just email or send letters? What's the go?
Do you know anyone who doesn't own a phone? 13, 12, 16. Jenna, do you know somebody who doesn't own a phone?
I did. I used it about 10 years ago. I was working at a restaurant and we had this gentleman who was a photographer. He used to come in at a very specific time every week. And one time I asked him, why is it always this time at the same time every week? And he said he didn't own a phone or any social media and all of his friends knew that if they wanted to catch up with him for drinks or lunch, that's where he would be at that time. And then from there, that's where he made his plans for the rest of the week.
Oh, was he ever, like, lonely? Did you ever feel bad for him if no one came?
No, not really, because everyone always used to come.
Like, really?
He was, like, a really creative person, and he had, like, musical friends and photography friends, and they all just knew, and they all just rocked up, and then all the staff began to love him, so they became friends, and they always knew that he was there, so... Yeah, and he reckons he'd never, ever have a phone ever again.
That's such a lovely story.
There would be good parts of that. I mean, he's decided just not to get with the times, but, I mean, it would be tough, but, I mean...
I want to do
the upsides.
Yeah. I don't know how he got in contact with all of his photography clients. Like,
He's made it hard for himself,
just
that's for sure.
Just having a chat all the time.
Hey, Jenna, thanks very much for the call. That's a nice story.
Bye.
See ya.
Lisa, do you know somebody who doesn't have a phone?
Yes, I do.
Now, who's that?
My best friend doesn't own one.
Right.
And she is so hard to track down.
Does she have social media or email or any of that?
Facebook, no, nothing.
So you just drop in, doing the old drop into her house all the time?
If she's not at home, she's got a house phone.
Okay.
If she's not at home, just forget about it.
Yeah.
See, one of my, a good friend of mine back in Sydney, he's great value and great to hang out with, but he didn't have Facebook, and I found that tough enough.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm from Rockhampton. A couple of my friends in Rockhampton don't have Facebook either and refuse to go on there. And it's like, well, if you want to know what's going on out in the world, you'll never know.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
Appreciate the call.
No worries. See ya.
Alicia, you know somebody who doesn't have a phone as well?
I do. My boss.
Well, your boss?
Your
wow,
boss?
That's hard.
Yeah.
How do they get by?
Well, whenever he's out and needs to make a phone call, he just uses a public phone.
Public phone?
Wow.
There's hardly any of those around.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are they? I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, he just takes his change and uses a public phone. He doesn't have a mobile. If I have to contact him, I actually have to contact the supervisor to tell them so they can tell
him.
See, I can understand how some people could maybe get away with it, but a boss who's got to talk to people all the time, it's like you're just making life difficult for everyone else.
Yeah, he doesn't have one.
Oh, gosh. Thanks for your call, Alicia.
Yeah.
See ya.
Hi, Connor and Reece. Oh, hello. Who's that in the background?
That's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Have a great day, Tyler.
I will.
See you guys. Now, I don't know anyone who doesn't own a phone, but as I mentioned before, my mum has a phone, but she hardly ever answers it. It's always in her bag on silent or something like that. Yeah. Never answers it first
time. So she may as well not have a phone.
Going to put it to the test right now. We're going to try and call my mum and see what happens.
All right, let's do it.
She won't answer.
Waiting for message bank.
Hi, it's Margaret Sutherland speaking.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, hey, Mum. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Haven't got really much to say. I just made a bet that I thought you wouldn't answer your phone this morning, and you did answer it, so I was proven wrong. That's all this is really about, so this is backfired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's good to hear your voice. That's it.
No, so, as soon as I saw Makai, I went definitely answering that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Good mum.
She's a good one, yeah. I'll call you back later, Mum, and we'll have an actual talk, okay?
Oh, terrific. Okay, darling, bye.
Okay.
See you.
Bye. Great, now I have to actually call my mum.
Hey!
Oh, great. Look what you made me do. Rach, you had your engagement party over the weekend at Imeo Surf Lifesaving Club. Did you enjoy yourself?
I had the absolute best night ever. It was so much fun, so good to see all my friends and family there and celebration. It was great.
You kept your white dress all clean from what I saw?
My white dress was pristine, apart from the bit of fake tan on it. But apart from that, it was okay.
No, I had a great night too.
Yeah. But you've got a bit of a whinge to have, don't you?
There was one thing. All right. Which I wasn't so happy about it.
What are you going to whinge about?
Okay, look. When I walked in.
Yes.
Had my gift, right?
Yeah.
And there was no, like, entrance where people could see that I brought a gift in.
What do you mean?
There should be, like, some sort of a way that everyone can see you coming and see that you brought a gift, because I brought this gift and then put it on the table, and then that could have been from anybody.
But it had your card on it, so I knew
it was
from you.
Yeah, but I didn't get the instant sort of like, ooh, look, he's brought something.
Everyone's supposed to bring something. It's an engagement party.
Yeah, but...
You're not the only one that brought something.
But mine came in a big box.
This is the most ridiculous thing complaining about. I mean, the food, I don't know. That's the things that are racking my brain. But no, you're complaining about the present table being at the entrance and you didn't get to prance your way through with your big box of a gift.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks you're a good person.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
That's what I've got to say to you. Get stuffed.
Hey. Hey, whoa. This is not how this was supposed to go at all. And was it really nicely wrapped?
It was, thank you for the gift. Sorry you didn't get
I've moved on from that now. The wrapping was pretty good, wasn't it?
The wrapping was great, John.
Cost me $7.95 to get it wrapped. Didn't do it myself, yeah.